the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
Next one, all about UA now.
Yeah, user acquisition for indie developers, I always see Google Ads as the simplest way to do it because you can use the search result as your ally because you only input text. You don't need the creative part at that stage. And it's easy to drive traffic to your app right away and see people coming in. And then you start. So you need traffic first of all. So once you complete your ASO screenshot, blah, blah, blah. So you will start getting traffic. But if you need to push harder, it's easier to pay Google to drive you some extra traffic first, and maybe $20 per day or something like that. So you can start seeing people coming in, smart look recording, tracking is working or not, push notification is working or not. You need that traffic to validate all your features. So maybe you assume that push notification is working, but it's not. In production, it's not.
You're doing it with Firebase then? Because you're doing Google Ads for iOS, Firebase. Right? Firebase. You're using Firebase to tie in the installs. I like it. Why Firebase Google Ads versus like Apple Search Ads?
It's Apple Search Ads is very expensive, first of all. And you don't know your paywall performance yet. You don't know anything. And then you jump into Apple Search Ads right away. It's going to be expensive for you. I would rather go with Google Search. At least it's the less expensive one. Facebook Ads, you need a bit of creativity, a video, creative and stuff. Yeah. So Google Ads is only text, low, first of all.
You're like, hey, it's already low in competition.
Said low, but check the bid. Highest bid is 7, 6 something. So, but still, you can survive with these numbers. But as I said, you can launch the search result thing first and then figure out how to add a bit of creatives if it's successful.
I love it.
It's about testing in small steps before jumping in the ocean.
I like it.
I'm going to get into Facebook ads at the end because I need to add more value to it. TikTok ads is also big. I used it. My last exit was a combination of Google ads with a lot of creatives and TikTok ads. So it was to scale fast. Once you have everything on point, like your paywall is converting, you know that retention is good, you can start pushing more money to it. And TikTok was big because the download button was opening the App Store right away. But now they have the pre-landing page, which is native to TikTok. So the user can make a decision about going next or not, which is huge. I don't like it anymore, but I think it's the final way to do it in TikTok right now.
I'll add one more measure is Apple Search Ads, like, if you have a smaller budget, try out basic. Sometimes basic in the beginning was really bad, but now we're finding, and I have a basic campaign running for my app right now, and I have it as a dollar cost per install. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I know one of our other clients, he was doing really well on basic. Like he was spending $4,000 or $5,000 a month, just like, and I looked at the conversions. Now the conversions were a bit lower than advanced, but not much lower, but the cost per installs were a lot better and the scale was a lot better on basic. So don't ignore it if you've got a small budget and you want to test it as well.
I only activate one channel once, like nothing is running beside Google Ads until I know that Google Ads is working. So mixing channels, you won't have any feedback or data because of the late attribution and all that kind of issues. You won't know unless you're only running Google Ads. So that's why I start with Google Ads at least first until I figure out the Google Ads ecosystem. It's working, which campaign is sending me good traffic. Times I pause campaign and start others to see who's making better impact. Mixing will get you lost. I don't mix stuff. I start going slow. Which one testing is because you are in the dark technically. If you have only Google sending you traffic, you will know. We should not forget that we are talking always about in the context of indie developer. Indie developer doesn't have 20K per month for ads. So we are talking about small, really small budgets. So how to get free user acquisitions through partnerships, maybe small micro influencers, App Advice, Steve already explained this before, App Raven, Product Hunt, and Reddit. So all of these kind of communities can drive you free traffic. And my tip is to reinvest all the revenue into growth. So don't take any money out. So all the money you get from Apple payout pushed back into ads. You will run out of money before the next payout, but that's the game. There is a chart known for the payout, growth. It's like an escalator, but that's the game. You have to wait unless you have growth financing.
What is the average CPI across each platform?
Depends on the niche.
I know you can do start trial too, but you just start with a CPI campaign.
I do app install campaign, and then the target is not only install, but people potentially doing an action.
Do you start with just an install campaign and then you move to a start trial or in-app event?
No, I don't start with install. Let me give you the logic behind it because I assume that Google knows who's doing these kind of events already from his cluster of data. So it's not about my app. Google is collecting data from all around the world, and they already know which are the people that sign up for everything. So they know which users are already signing up for anything they cross in the internet. So they have the data. So I trust them to know for a particular keyword, which who is more qualified to install and activate my app trial in my app. So I don't worry about it.
George says, would you optimize on installs or conversion events, start trial on TikTok?
Yeah, it's okay. But what I don't like currently in TikTok is this pre-landing page. You have to add your screenshots again. You have to add a little description again. And the user, after clicking download, they will get another TikTok native screen before going to the App Store. High maintenance. You have to build this screen, upload your screenshots. This is turn off.
What would be an appropriate daily budget to initiate Google Ads campaign?
You can start with $10. Test the waters, cost per install or target cost, set it to one and start increasing slowly.
Okay.
24 hours, no impressions, nothing, dead. And you only included text for search results. You didn't include any images. You didn't include any YouTube videos. The distribution will be very low. And it's hard to compete on the search result because in case your niche is very competitive in search result.
Yep.
So start with 10, increase your bid slowly and see where do you start getting impressions. From there, you will have a feeling what is bringing you clicks in install. You have to slowly increase, but 10 per day doesn't hurt to start with.
Ferries says, which one is performing better in Google Ads, app install volume or in-app action?
Yeah, it's two different goals. That's why they are called goals. So if you need to bring installs, you do it. If you need to bring up in-app actions, you do in-app actions. But as I said, I believe that Google knows who are the people that do that. So
you would start with in-app action right away.
One of the main competitive advantages I had before in my exit is localizing the app and the listing and the screenshots. So my recommendation for everyone, if you need to increase your downloads from across the world, localize your listings and screenshots specifically. And the screenshots try to include famous people or loved people within a particular geo. So it's more familiar, as you said, time for free, but we found a better way, which is add free lifetime, which doesn't mean that I'm offering a subscription lifetime.
I don't know when's the last time you did this, but I did say that before. They're starting to say, AppAdvice is starting to say no to that. So I don't know if other websites will say yes to that, but if you have a subscription and you have a remove ads, AppAdvice in particular is starting to say no. You have to do something with the subscription.
So share CPP links instead of default App Store links. So if you are going through forums around the world sharing your app, share the localized CPP. So make it more personalized. CPP is custom product page. Yeah. You have to invest a bit of graphics. You can hire people from Fiverr. You can do amazing stuff for $50. And they can offer you customizable screenshots. In Figma, you can change them yourself later on. Localize your listing screenshot. So this is the same thing. Here, it's my advanced tip. No one is using this. So let's say you have a fitness, wellness, yoga app. Get in touch with yoga stores, e-commerce stores. Offer them a one-to-one partnership. You list them as partners in your app, and they list you somewhere in their confirmation email because you get 65% open rate in those emails. And my smart tip is to test plain text versus banners near the shipping information section in the email. Because when you open order confirmation email, you look there. So try to squeeze something in a smart way. Don't make it spammy, but formulate a sentence or something to place yourself just below where the people are looking when they open that email. Hire a VA to list you at the store's emails. There is a way to look in the internet, the stores, and what their emails are. And hire a same VA to do cold outreach emails. Include the Loom video, which is my tip here. You can do a general partnership Loom video where you go through maybe some slides or something, or you can include a feedback Loom, where you scroll through that particular store. Hey, I went through your store. This is what I found out. I have a suggestion. Maybe we can partner so to increase the engagement instead of sending a general video. Offer to update the email template. You can do it for $5 in Fiverr. You can change their email template to include your ad and include CPP link, attract using a branch link for each store. So you know which stores are performing for you. So I call this milking attention. So if someone opens an email, I'm there waiting for them. Where they look, I can position my ad for my app and track everything and analyze it later on to see which store are performing better. Me and people answer. If you offer them a win-to-win situation, they will answer your email. Store owners, I'm talking.
So it's all you're doing is, hey, I'm going to promote your store, e-commerce store, and then in vice versa, you're going to promote my app.
So you, as I said, you add this partner section where you scroll through the logos of the stores Yes. And you can even negotiate an affiliate promotion later on if you need to. But you can do the win-win. So visibility versus visibility. For the ranking, you need to combine the search, download, usage, and review. So if someone is downloading your app from the search and doesn't use it, that's a signal for app you are not relevant, and they will look at you somehow not good. It's a similar phenomena to Google bounce rate. So if someone clicks on something on Google search and close the window really fast, Google know that that page was not relevant. Same thing with apps. Try to add fake loading time in your app. Buy some time, some seconds. If someone closes your app, figure out a way to re-engage them immediately with push notification. Offer something based on your use case. And my last tip is personalize the pushes with their location. You can do this pretty easily. Add the local city to the push notification.
Do you need their location, or you don't need them to enable location, huh?
No, you don't need. It's IP-based. Now reviews, so which is the struggle of everyone. Ask them for review as early as possible. I don't recommend using app and native if you are launching. You can do it later on when you are more relaxed and you have money coming in. Bad reviews are okay. No reviews is not okay. So if you are getting 1,000 review, including 200 bad reviews, it's fine. But if you have zero reviews, you are no one in the App Store. Yeah. My goal is always to have that 1K in the search result. You look good. You're not someone new. People like that kind of stuff. So bad reviews are usually about expensive pricing, people complaining about the price, and why you are asking aggressively for reviews. So it's only picky people. Yeah, no one is writing at the early stage. No one is writing reviews about functionality. So everyone is complaining, hey, you are very aggressive. But you don't care. You don't have to care. Ignore those kind of people. And report bad reviews containing any typo or spammy text. For example, last 2 weeks, I spoke with a developer and he had this one-star review. This, your app damaged my photo. He meant photo, but the autocomplete made it iPhone or of my phone. Your app damaged my phone. So you report that to Apple. Hey, this guy is claiming that we damaged his phone. That's not true. You play dumb and Apple will remove that review because only of a typo, because he wrote phone. Mm. And you don't care. You just report it. Apple will remove that.
That's within App Store Connect?
Of course, in the App Store Connect. Retention and automation. Yeah, it's AppHad. I use them for automations. Next slide, I will start explaining. Here, it's the first automation, which is sending a push after someone canceling his subscription or trial. Get Lifetime Pro access for free. That's the headline. Tell us honestly why you canceled and get Life Pro access for free. And once they tap the notification, they get this form. They write what they want. And in the right side, you can see people start writing feedback, and you can start learning from them. Hey, why did they cancel the subscription? But mainly, let me tell you, it's about the pricing and someone telling you app doesn't work.
Okay.
But but you collect a lot of feedback and you learn a lot from these people. Automation number two is payment issue. This is also out of the box from AppHad.
Mm.
If payment failed, this is automatically triggered. A lot of people fix their payment, believe me, which is weird, but they fix it. Next, win back automation, secret offer unlocked. You send them a push. This is all cloud-based, so you can do this even after publishing your app. You can go to AppHad, do it online, and activate it. And send this notification, and that's the screen is out of the box in AppHad, but I updated the close button to I will watch ads instead, make people not what. So it's a mind game, but it's working for me.
I like it. I like this.
Enable the same automation in different channels. If you have the power of the technology, enable what we saw as automation everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-channel, some people will disable notifications, but if you have their emails, email them. If you have their phone number, SMS them. In-app also is pretty good if someone is opted out from everything. You can chase them down in the app with the blocker screen.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.